Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Lot to get to this hour. A little bit later in the show, I'll tell you about a great event that's coming up. You know, I am a big fan of the work of the Young Republicans, just the Young Republicans in general. And across the country, they do great work. Here in Philly, Matt Lamborghese, as I call him, because he's Italian. He's the head of the YRs, and he's got a big event coming up on Saturday with Senator John Kennedy coming to town and Dave McCormick as well. So Matt's going to come on the show a little bit later. We're going to talk about that. And it's actually an event that you can come to and join. And, of course, Friday we will be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please join us for that. I'd love to have you come out for that big show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So this this guy who got arrested for this attack planned for Election Day is an Afghan who entered the United States under Biden and Harris. And he's been arrested. An Islamic man from Afghanistan who entered the United States under the Biden-Harris administration has been charged with allegedly planning an ISIS terror attack on Election Day. According to court documents, 27-year-old Nasir Ahmad Tawedi was charged with providing, attempting to provide, and conspiracy to provide material support and resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization and knowingly receiving, conspiring to receive, and attempting to receive firearms and ammunition to be used to commit a felony or federal crime of terrorism. Prosecutors said that Tawedi and a juvenile co-conspirator took steps to raise the funds needed to carry out the attack and repatriate their family members to Afghanistan a couple weeks prior to the attack by selling their home and personal property. He was brought to Oklahoma under the Biden-Harris administration's special immigrant visa program following the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan. His brother-in-law was brought to the U.S. in 2018. The suspects had an extensive amount of ISIS propaganda that encouraged terrorist attacks within the United States and posing for photos while making ISIS hand gestures. And he donated to a charity in March of 2024 that was a front group for funneling money to ISIS, which is a crime. The FBI started monitoring him after the donation and tracked down his social media accounts and encrypted Telegram account, where he was connected to another Islamic extremist who was involved in ISIS recruitment. And then they encouraged them to get in touch with other ISIS people. And then they had a confidential human source who built a relationship with this guy and encouraged them to come shooting and told them he would sell them weapons. Now, the question that I always have with these things is this really an ISIS plot? And the reason why I'm a little skeptical about this stuff is because, well, the FBI did this crap last time with the kidnapper, the would-be kidnappers of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And so what I wonder about here is, was this guy really going to pull out an ISIS terror attack? Or was the FBI confidential human source kind of putting them up to it? And this is what I still don't know. And I'm going to be very suspicious for the moment because we've been fooled before with this stuff, kind of like we've been fooled before with the fact that they still won't tell us who was at the Capitol on January the 6th, who might have been a confidential human source or a Fed. We always see these people marching in the streets, but their faces are always covered up, but their hair is really cut short. They all have the same matching khakis, like they all bought them on sale at the Gap. They get a bulk discount or something. Anyway, I get a little bit suspicious about this kind of stuff. Call me jaded, if you will. In early September, an FBI confidential human source reached out to the suspects after they put the family's home and personal possessions up for sale to fund the attack and their family's repatriation to Afghanistan. Confidential human source one purchased a desktop computer and laptop from the suspects and told them he needed the devices for a new gun business that he was starting. From that point, he built a relationship with the suspects and encouraged them to come shooting and told them he would sell them weapons. Messages on Telegram account that were obtained by investigators allegedly show Tawidi admitting to illegally purchasing two AK-47s and 500 rounds of ammunition. After he took delivery of the rifles and ammunition, undercover agents arrested both suspects. Tawidi said in his communications that the terrorist attack was planned for Election Day in a post-arrest interview. Investigators say that he admitted to the plot and said that he and the confidential human source one expected to be, or the other guy, I'm sorry, the co-conspirator one, expected to be martyred during the attack, which was targeting large gatherings of people. So we'll continue to monitor that story for you and see if anything else develops out of that as we go on. Justin, what channel's the game on so I can put it on? Do you know?
I know it's on Fox Sports 1. Do you not have the little tablet thing in there?
I don't have the tablet thing. I got the old school remote.
Which
I had them put on for me in morning drive. But hang on, because this is the freaking thing. I don't think they replaced the batteries in a long time. Hang on. Let me go down. I got to keep scrolling here. Or maybe I'll just watch Storm Center, because I'm not getting enough about the storm. Wait, MLB playoffs, is that us?
That should be us, yes.
Cleveland Guardians at Detroit Tigers. I don't think it's us. Hang on. Let me do this. Keep going here. Fox Sports 1. Is this remote? Can I talk to it? Is this remote? No, this remote doesn't have a thing. Hang on. MLB playoffs. What do we got here? I got nothing. All right, let's try this again. Fox Sports 1. All right, can you Google what channel on Xfinity is Fox Sports 1 for me? Do you mind doing that?
Can do.
It's OO bottom of the third. Okay. Now, we might ring the bell every time the Phillies score. If the Phillies score tonight, we'll do that. We'll ring the bell between now and the end of the show. Because obviously, you know,
Google says that on Xfinity, it should be channel 31.
31. All right, let me do that. Let me put on 31. And it says, no, that's TLC, My Crazy Obsession. My Crazy Obsession was my, gosh, I dated that girl in college. My Crazy Obsession. I believe now, is that the true story of Olivia Nuzzi, My Crazy Obsession? The Politico or the Axios reporter, whatever she worked for?
New Yorker, I believe.
Is that where it was, the New Yorker?
Yeah.
Bunnies on the Stovetop. That's her.
Try channel 71.
71. Let's do it. 71 for the win. What do I got? I don't got a 71. I got 70 and 73. What the heck is going on here?
I don't know how you don't have it, but I have it up in the production studio.
You got it over there?
Yeah, but it doesn't tell me what channel it is because I have the little tablet that controls it.
Yeah. No, I know. I got you on that. I got you. Fox Sports is doing a great job, by the way. I like them a lot. Well, can I just listen on the radio? I guess it's hard because I'm doing a radio show, huh? That'd be hard to do. PA House Floor Proceedings. Oh, let me watch that instead. That sounds really exciting. Just kidding. Tracking Milton. There's a lot of Milton coverage. All right, I'll talk about something while I look for this. In fact, let me play a clip while I look for this. That's probably more entertaining for you than me channel surfing. Talk about riveting radio. I might finally win my Marconi for channel surfing. 855-839-1210, by the way, is the number. Biden slamming Trump for leading an onslaught of lies and disinformation because the guy can't help himself making everything political. You guys have one job, reassure America and respond to the disaster. But Biden can't help himself. Cut one.
But now I want to be clear about something. For the last few weeks, there's been a reckless, irresponsible, and relentless promotion of disinformation and outright lies
Aww.
That are disturbing people.
Aww.
It's undermining confidence in the incredible rescue and recovery work that has already been taken and will continue to be taken.
Really?
And it's harmful to those who need help the most. There's simply no place for this to happen. Former President Trump has led the onslaught of lies. Assertions have been made that property is being confiscated. That's simply not true. They're saying people impacted by these storms will receive $750 in cash and no more. That's simply not true.
You said that.
They're saying the money is needed for this crisis is being diverted to migrants. What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true.
But you did that.
Now the claims are getting even more bizarre. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congresswoman of Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous.
Why does it matter?
It's got to stop.
You know, first of all, a couple thoughts here. Number one, I went through with you in exact detail from FEMA's own website about the migrant, all the money diverted to migrants. Number two, they said everybody would get $750. They said that. And it was politically stupid because it made it sound like that's all they were going to get. If people were going to get more than that, they should have said that. Or they maybe shouldn't have said $750. Or maybe they shouldn't have told everybody that Lebanon was going to get $150 billion while Americans were going to get $750. That's on them. And who the hell cares what Marjorie Taylor Greene is tweeting out? You're the president of the United States. You're dealing with a potential disaster in Florida. But you see what they do? They go, misinformation is hurting people. Misinformation is killing people. This is their whole theme for how they want to censor us as people. They point out things and they go, people are going to die because of that. No, people are dying because of your crappy, horrible failure of a response to this storm. That's why people are dying. That's why people are still missing. That's why it took you 5 days to call up the National Guard. But instead, you switch it to misinformation. You go, misinformation is going to get people killed. You know what? I'm so tired of these people trying to act like words kill people. Because that's their whole master plan. Their whole master plan is to crack down on speech they don't like. And that's what they do. It's nonsense. Biden can't even read from his teleprompter. This is a short clip here, but this is part of his babbling about this today. Cut number two.
I spoke with the Florida Governor DeSantis. With Mayor Tamper Castor, Mayor, the Tampa
pleasure,
Mayor,
pleasure,
the Clearwater Mayor, pleasure, Rector,
Rector,
and the Pinellas County Chairwoman Peters.
Here's Kamala. I got Mayor Rector, Landshark, Mr. Here's Kamala bragging about $750 while in Georgia. Take a listen.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met, such as food, baby formula, and the like. And you can apply now for anyone who's watching this who has been affected.
You got to apply now to get it. You don't have internet to apply because they canceled Starlink. So you have no way to apply because you can't get online. You may not even have power. And she doesn't say, well, more's on the way. She goes, we'll just give you $750. Apply now. Like it's a freaking credit card offer. Pathetic. It's pathetic. But he wants it. But you see, he brings up Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet. And this is what we were talking about the other night on Jimmy's show. They're more obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about weather manipulation than they are about this administration's lack of response to Hurricane Helene and the victims. And they do this on purpose. They do this on purpose. Because they want to highlight things that they can say lead to people dying or lead to whatever, and then ban it, censor it, and then create boards and commissions to go after people, and then the platforms that allow it on those platforms, like X, for example, Elon Musk, because she tweeted it out. That's their plan. That's their entire goal. Nobody gets hurt by words of people criticizing FEMA's response. Nobody gets hurt by somebody making a claim about weather manipulation. Who gets hurt by that? Nobody gets hurt by that. No, who gets hurt by people coming out there and saying that there have been reports of people confiscating property? How does anyone get hurt by that? But again, if you promulgate that lie enough, then people now people are, you know, misinformation kills people. So let's create a new board and commission that we can turn around then, and we can regulate and ultimately ban and take over social media. Who the hell cares what Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets out? It's a free country. Tweet out whatever you want. How does that tweet lead to people getting hurt? Honestly, how? Are people standing on the roofs and trying to manipulate the weather and then falling off and hurting them? Well, then that's on them. I don't know what to tell you. Here's Kamala, who could be heard telling an aide that it's a live broadcast before immediately asking the question. They provide an update on the federal response to Hurricane Helene and preparations for Hurricane Milton. Expected to make landfall tonight. Cut number four.
Flood. We really got to watch those areas and those communities. So it takes quite a while for that water to drain.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you. You mentioned words matter, and I know there's a lot of media following this briefing.
See, words matter. We're going to focus on misinformation because we want everybody to believe we're doing a great job. And if you don't believe we're doing a great job, well, then that could get people killed. So if you criticize us for the crappy job we're doing, that could lead to people dying. So therefore, we don't want you saying that, because if you say we're not doing a good job with Helene, that's misinformation. You see the game? Then you can't ever criticize them. Not that hard to figure this out. Oh, but you know what? I had to play this for you. This is great. Today this came out, and thanks to my buddy Dave Urban sent this to me earlier today. There's a new campaign out trying to encourage Nike to protect women's sports, and Sage Steele tweeted this out. It is XX_XY Athletics. It's the only athletic brand that stands up for women's sports. It's about truth, fairness, safety, and equality. They are asking Nike to do the right thing by standing up for girls and women by keeping boys and men out of our sports. Jennifer Say, who was formerly at Levi's, is involved in this effort. This is a new commercial they put out. It's very, very powerful. I hate Nike, and I hate that I've got to wear Philly stuff that has a freaking Nike swoosh on it. I hate it. I hate it. I really do. It bothers me. But I want to support the Phils, so I wear it, even though I can't find the freaking channel. But that's, you know, whatever. I don't think Comcast has Fox Sports 1. I'm serious. I don't think they do. I'm going through every channel. I'm on Yacht Rock right now. I'm on every friggin' channel. I'm on the Spanish channels. I still can't find friggin' Fox Sports 1. Wait. Maybe I just found it. Hang on. All right. Maybe that was fake news. I just found it. All right. 729. I literally just found it. Channel 729.
We got there in the end.
Yeah. Riveting game now. 0-0 at the top of the fourth. Riveting game. And who just got out? Bryce Harper got out.
No, Harper walked.
Oh, he walked. Did they walk him intentionally?
No, they weren't throwing him anything to hit at.
All right. Well, that's okay. All right, listen to this ad by this organization. Take a listen.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike, why won't you stand up for me?
Why won't you stand up for me? Why won't you?
Why do you claim to support women and girls?
Yet when we need you most,
you remain silent.
Today, males are claiming our identity.
Our sports.
Our spaces.
Men and boys are stealing opportunities, medals, trophies, and our future.
And it's not fair or just.
In fact, it's often dangerous. Yet you refuse to use your platform to stand up.
You say you're for social justice and progress.
So why do you allow men's rights to come before ours? See, with a big platform,
even bigger responsibility.
You have a chance to do the right thing.
Not just do the easy thing.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
As the biggest voice in all of sports.
Will you stand up for me? Will you stand up for me?
Will you stand up for me? Will you stand up for me? Will you?
Will you?
Will you just do it?
Good ad. That's a very good ad. Well done. Well done. And that is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. All right, when we come back, Doug Emhoff talks to Jen Psaki about reshaping the perception of masculinity and a couple of other wacky Howard Stern, woke Howard Stern clips with Kamala Harris that you haven't heard yet, so don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hi, Phil's up 1-0. Beautiful. Beautiful. It happened during the commercial break. And so we can ring the bell. Ding, ding. I don't think we have a bell. Ooh, that's the actual real bell. Well done. Nice job. Henry used to have that little ding ding bell from Breaking Bad, you know?
Oh, yeah. I bring the actual bell.
I like that. That's good. That's the real bell. So what happened? I missed the play. What happened?
Harper got walked during the break. Castellanos hit a ground rule double. So you got him and Harper on second and third, and then Bohm got a liner to, or a, on an error. I think Vientos, the third baseman, messed up the grab because it was a liner, and it scored Harper, and Bohm got to first.
Sweet. All right. Nice. All right. So we got a 1-0 lead against the Mets at this stadium formerly known as Shea. Look at that. All right. So this Doug Emhoff guy is a real sleazeball. You know, the stories came out, the guy was a sexist, misogynist. There's the allegation that he may have assaulted some women. Well, he talks to Jen Psaki about what it's like to reshape the perception of masculinity. You know, the notion the left has of this whole, it's toxic masculinity. You know, if you're a tough man, if you're an alpha man, if you're a tough guy, that's toxic masculinity. It sounds like Doug Emhoff is literally the walking definition of toxic masculinity, but he puts on a good face in public. But this is the love fest between him and Jen Psaki. Cut 15.
Important part, an interesting part of how people talked about your role here is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are an incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this. And
oh, Sanis, what happened? Did you go out?
Oh, that's the end. No, that's the entirety of the clip.
Oh, that's the clip. Oh, okay. All right. Sounded like there was static. Yeah. All right. So that's it. The beta male of the United States of America turns out to be the misogynist of the United States of America. The allegations against him, which I shared with you yesterday from his former law partners, that he was when he was the managing director at this Venable law firm in L.A., he would scream and yell at women. He would say awful things about women. He would basically have trophy secretaries, and he was incredibly rude to people. And the law firm was even sued by a former legal secretary who alleged it is sex discrimination when she worked at the company. And the lawsuit, she says, Emhoff had a secretary in her 20s referred to as Katya, who was unqualified but was hired because she was young, attractive, and friendly with the powerful men in the office. Now, I got this the email today from the brand manager / Darth Stocker / corporate shill / co-host of Kale & Company / El Jefe, Greg Stocker, about the mandatory Odyssey sexual harassment training, which needs to be completed by tomorrow. I did it today. DeSantis, you have to do it. Let me give you a little pro tip. Watch something while you mute it, and then just every now and then just look over and click. That's what I did. It takes about 40 minutes. And you have to take a quiz at the end. You have to get 100 to pass it. But here's the thing. They let you retake the two answers you got wrong after they told you what you got wrong. So it's a beautiful, easy thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. Though,
that seems like a waste of time.
Oh, it's a total waste of time. But the whole question should be, is what Doug Emhoff did sexual harassment, A or B? And if you check the right answer, you should be done. Here's Trump talking about the love fest with Doug Emhoff. And he was talking to Ben Shapiro about this as reports surfaced that the second gentleman was seen beating his then girlfriend at the Cannes Film Festival in 2012 and MSNBC's declaration that he's a role model for modern masculinity. Cut 16.
In the past week alone, we learned from multiple witness accounts that Doug Emhoff, Kamala Harris's husband, allegedly assaulted his ex-girlfriend. If that story had been about anyone even tangentially connected to your campaign, it would have been front news, front page news every single day. Instead, it's buried. How do you fight a legacy media that is once again rigging the informational environment of the election?
For some reason, I got to watch MSDNC, which I never watched because I don't know what happened. He was being interviewed on MSDNC, which is one of the worst, you know, really a terrible, terrible group of people. And it was like a love fest. Never asked him about that. Never asked him about the other one. You know, she had numerous problems. Never asked him about anything. And was saying he's like a symbol for all men all over the world. It's the craziest interview I've ever seen. If that were me, it would be the greatest story in the last 5 years.
Now, it's the usual, you know, patheticness of the corporate media with the unholy triad of government and social big tech working together. But in Michigan, There's a big backlash to EVs, and this is also matters. Remember I mentioned Arizona earlier today about the electricity rates? Well, here's something about Michigan you need to understand, too. As auto layoffs mount in Michigan from climate policies, Democrats are on the political defensive. And here's the background. The Environmental Protection Agency's new greenhouse gas emissions rules require that battery-powered and plug-in hybrid vehicles make up 32% of automaker sales in 2027. This is the EPA. This is a rule. This is not a law passed by Congress. They don't need to. The EPA does whatever the hell they want. By 2032, no more than 29% of new cars can be gas-powered. Ergo, there will be only one gas-powered model for every two electric cars on dealer lots. Now, they claim that this rule is not an EV mandate. In fact, the Democrat running out there, Elisa Slotkin, claims no one should tell us what to buy and no one is going to mandate anything. The reality is that there will be many fewer gas-powered cars available and they'll cost much more owing to the government's limit on supply. As her GOP opponent, Mike Rogers, points out in a dueling ad, Slotkin voted last month to keep the administration's mandate in place. There was a House resolution to try to overturn the EPA rules, because that's how we do things in this country now. The executive makes the laws, and if Congress doesn't like it, Congress has to pass a law to overturn the rules promulgated by the executive branch of government. It's so upside down on its head, it's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. It's insane. But that's how it works. The executive now makes the laws. They call them rules, but they're laws. Congress doesn't like it. Congress has to pass an actual law to overturn the rule by the executive. Mr. Trump likes to say EVs are great, if not for everybody. They're especially impractical for Americans who commute long distances and live in colder climates, which drain batteries more quickly. I'd also say there's going to be a big problem in Florida about to happen if you've got flooding from salt water, because it's not good with the EVs. Not good at all. EVs also cost about 15 to 20% more than gas-powered cars, despite large sales discounts, and luxury models make up about three-quarters of EV sales. Nonetheless, automakers must spend tens of billions of dollars to ramp up EV production to meet the government mandates by the EPA. The financial pain is growing for companies as sales of gas-powered cars decline, reducing profits available to invest in the EV transition. Last month, a company called Stellantis announced nearly 200 layoffs at its plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, citing intense external market conditions. This followed 2,500 layoffs announced in August at its plant in Warren, Michigan. CEO Carlos Tavares compared the EV transition to a Darwinian struggle and warned that some automakers might not survive. Remember, their jerk, the head of their union, Sean Fain, he's all in on Harris because he's a Marxist kook. But the auto workers themselves, they're not. Back in December, GM laid off 945 workers in Orion, Michigan. The state had awarded the company $600 million to convert the plant to produce electric trucks, but GM has delayed its restart owing to flagging EV demand. We are adjusting our spending plans to make sure we're capital efficient and moving in lockstep with customers, said CEO Mary Barra. Stellantis closed a plant in Belvidere, Illinois, and laid off 1,200 workers last year. In July, the administration awarded the company $335 million to retrofit the factory to make EVs. Yet Stellantis tapped the brakes on this plan last month amid slowing EV sales. United Auto Workers are threatening a strike, but the union backed the administration's EV push despite knowing it would cost jobs. In fact, a study by the United Auto Workers Union predicts that EVs would kill 35,000 auto workers' jobs at their plants. Quote from UAW Research Director Jennifer Kelly, the workers who are making engines and transmissions today, their jobs will be eliminated when we make a transition to electric vehicles. EVs require fewer parts than internal combustion engines. And as the report explained, EV batteries are mostly made by suppliers in other countries, with China in the lead. Michigan has lost 9,500 jobs in auto and parts manufacturing over the last 5 years. Most new EV investment is flowing to Sunbelt states with right-to-work laws and lower operating costs. All of this, the Wall Street Journal writes, is creating the popular backlash that the Republicans are understandably using to good political effect. The election is forcing the policy debate that Congress never had. Michigan's Senate and presidential races are tight. If Democrats lose either one, their EV mandates will be a big reason. And I want to point something else out as well. The other problem that Democrats have in Michigan is you still have a lot of the anti-Semitic, Jew-hating Democrat voters who don't like the Biden administration because they think he's too friendly to Israel, which is a shock to all of us, I know, thinking that he's too friendly to Israel. But they call him Genocide Joe, and they think Kamala Harris is still part of those policies. So the turnout is going to be, I think, depressed in Michigan. New polling out today by Quinnipiac shows Trump has a big lead in Michigan, a significant lead in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And look, I still believe, and I've said this before, the biggest reason why working people in this country, blue-collar men and blue-collar women who roll up their sleeves and go to work every day, the biggest reason why we have seen this seismic shift from Democrat to Republican, it's easy to think it's because of the outsourcing of jobs, but both parties have done that. The reason why, I believe, is because of the war on energy, the green agenda and the war on energy. And Trump has said he's going to stop the outsourcing of jobs and bring American manufacturing back to these places. And that's music to their ears. But I think at the heart of what's driving this is this war on energy. These people have seen firsthand what these Democrats are capable of doing. They know it's going to kill their jobs. They know Trump is going to fight back on this stuff. And if Trump gets elected, these EV mandates go away. Fossil fuel, the fracking, we will frack, frack, frack. You heard him say it today. We'll frack, frack, frack. And not only that, they'll expand the industry with liquid natural gas export facilities in Pennsylvania. They'll undo the administration's asinine ban on liquid natural gas exports, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Real Clear Politics aggregate polling now has Trump up in Georgia, North Carolina, PA, Arizona, and Michigan. And here's an important point to think about. This time in 2020, they had Biden up by many points, by at least at this day today, Real Clear Politics average had Biden up by 8 points in Pennsylvania in 2020. They had Hillary Clinton up by, I want to say almost, it might have been double digits, I forget. I pulled the numbers up this morning. And obviously, Hillary Clinton didn't win Pennsylvania in 2016, and Joe Biden eked out a win by less than 1% in Pennsylvania, 80,000 votes. So, in other words, if Trump is up, according to the Real Clear Politics average, you got to give, Clinton was up 9.4%. Thank you, Matt. This day today in Pennsylvania, according to the Real Clear Politics average. So, you got to give Trump an advantage, I think, of a minimum of 2 to 3 point advantage in what the polls are actually reflecting. So in other words, this race right now, and we got a long way to go, and I don't know what I don't know, this race is shaping up to be a shellacking. And I don't want to say that, I hesitate to say that because I'm afraid people might not vote, but you got to vote. But if Trump is, this is the first time these polls have ever had Trump up consistently, poll after poll after poll. He was never up in polls in 2020. He was never up in polls in 2016. And all the polls had his opponents winning by huge margins, and that never happened. And the pollsters have still not corrected their methodology to the point where you can rely on them. So I still say you got to give Trump an extra 3 points or so. New York Times said that if you weighted their polling data to mirror 2020, Trump would be winning in every swing state. That's where we are. That's the reality. That's the situation on the ground right now. All right, coming up, big event coming up in Philadelphia on Saturday, I'm going to tell you about, with the Philadelphia Young Republicans. One of my favorite people, Senator John Kennedy, is coming up. That's right, with Dave McCormick. So we're going to talk about that straight ahead. I want to remind you, Friday, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So better join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, all right? Don't miss out. These live shows are the best. And I want to tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike is not only a master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers, he's also a man that cares and gives back to our veterans and the community. On Saturday, November 9th, come out to his Cinnaminson office at 1630 Riverton Road in Cinnaminson for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. come out, honor all the men and women who have served us in our country, get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Yes, breakfast pizza. Bring all those important documents that you need shredded to protect your identity. And you can do that. And it's a wonderful event. You'll meet Dr. Mike and his staff. And you will see firsthand that they always deliver the level of care and dental excellence that you deserve. So reach out to Dr. Mike today. He's my dentist, my family dentist, and the master of dental implants. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or visit VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And mark your calendar for Saturday, November 9th for his Veterans Breakfast. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Joining me now, it's very important that we get the Ute vote activated. As you know, it's incredibly important in the next generation of leaders. Matt Lamergis is one of those guys. He's the chair of the Philadelphia Young Republicans, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Rich. How are you?
Doing well. It's good to have you. You got a big event coming up on Saturday. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But give us an overview for people that don't know. What is the Young Republicans, and what does that mean?
Sure. So we're an auxiliary arm of the Republican Party. You know, our group has a similar structure to the Republican Party itself, where we have local chapters, state parties, you know, state organizations, and then a national organization. And, you know, our purview is sort of dealing with Republicans from the ages of 18 to 40. So you age out upon your 41st birthday. You know, in practice, what that means is generally it's people once they graduate from college, you know, up to their 41st birthday.
And what do you find in terms of when people want to get activated in this? Were they people that were active in college, or they get out of college and then they start paying taxes and they want to join? And when is the point where people start? And there's an old saying, you know, if you're not liberal by the time you're 25, you don't have a heart. If you're not conservative by the time you're 35, you don't have a brain. So where does it go in terms of people kind of waking up and saying, I want to be part of this?
So it really depends. Like for me, for instance, I was involved in the College Republicans. I've been involved a long time. So it was just a natural flow. I graduated, you know, one day I ceased being a College Republican and became a Young Republican the next day. But what I'm saying, like in my chapter, for instance, here in Philadelphia, I would say the average age is early to mid 30s in my group. So it's sort of that, you know, that transition, like you're saying, people who are, you know, taking these steps, they're trying to, you know, start a family, they're trying to better themselves, make more money, and they're transitioning over and becoming members of our organization.
And let's be clear, by transitioning, we just mean as Republicans. We're not actually transitioning in other forms. We just to clarify, in case anyone's wondering. Matt, let's also talk about
of course.
Right. You got to be clear these days, though, because you just never know. Let's think about also the work that you guys do to get out the vote, and how involved are you in this upcoming election? Because, I mean, obviously, we got to win Pennsylvania. We got to flip Pennsylvania red. I, too, was a Young Republican at one point in my life. And I've been involved in the party since I was like 6 years old. But, you know, I'm kind of a nerd that way. But what are you guys doing to get out the vote, to get those mail-in ballots out there, to help protect the vote? Give me an overview of all the efforts that you're doing.
Sure. So, I mean, In the purest form, the Young Republicans are the grassroots arm. So we do the traditional activities, knocking doors, dropping off literature, you know, earlier in the cycle, of course, helping to circulate petitions. You know, and what I've done in my group is I've taken that one step further, where we actually launched a Young Lawyers Caucus within our group to help attract young attorneys, you know, to your point of protecting the vote. To attract young attorneys and sort of assist in the plan, which was, you know, disseminated by the RNC and which, you know, is being carried out by Chairman Tabus and the Pennsylvania Republican Party, to really build an army of volunteers and attorneys to be out there and active on election day, you know, in order to protect the vote, in order to make sure there's no cheating and verify that there's nothing that happens. So that's, you know, on our election integrity side, that's what we do. But, you know, our main focus is that knocking doors, driving the vote, getting out there to support candidates. And we support all candidates from President Trump, you know, at the top of the ticket down to Dave McCormick. And locally, of course, we're very active with Joe Picozzi's state Senate race and Azos Gill's race for a state representative in Northeast Philly.
Matt Lemmerjase is with me. He is the chair of the Philadelphia Young Republicans. Matt Lemmerjase, is it Lemmerjase? I mean, are you Italian? So would it be Lemmerjase?
So, yes. So the old Italians would say Lemmerjase.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, I lost something, and I just say Lemmerjase.
I got you. Lemmerjase. Well, I like Lemmerjase. Yeah, I like Lemmerjase. And you were in Cleveland. You were at the RNC, which was cool. In fact, I think we were on the same flight together, if I'm not mistaken.
You're very
active, and this is great. And you got a big event coming up on Saturday. I mean, this is a big deal. A huge event coming up on Saturday for the Philadelphia Young Republicans. Two very impressive guests, but one in particular is a really big get. So tell us about the event.
Sure. So on Saturday, we're going to be at the Union League, and we have our candidate for U.S. Senate, Dave McCormick, coming in. And we actually have Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana joining him. And you're right, Rich, it is a huge deal. On Saturday, we will be 24 days out from the election. So to get these guys to Philadelphia is, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we couldn't be happier. But we're going to be at the Union League of Philadelphia from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and we're really looking forward to it.
Now, can anybody come?
Yes. So it's open to the public. The only thing we ask, we're asking people to RSVP just so we have an accurate head count. You can find all of that information on our social media accounts. You know, we're at Philly YRs on Instagram, on Facebook, etc. You can find a link to RSVP, and it's 100% free to attend.
That's unbelievable. Free to attend. And that, I mean, you being Italian, I'm sure you're going to probably feed everybody because I know that's the way our people are. So
we'll have some food there. We're going to have open bar. It'll be a nice time.
Unbelievable. I mean, who would pass this up? And you can hang with John Kennedy, who, by the way, I think might be the funniest United States senator. He might be the funniest member of Congress. Well, my buddy Kat Kamick may be the funniest member in the House, but John Kennedy by far in the Senate. I mean, the quips this guy comes up with, it's like, my favorite was when he said, that's like thinking the stripper likes you. I laughed so hard that time that he said that. So he's a hoot, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see his commercial where he says, you know, he was talking about the whole leftist defund the police movement. And he says, look, you know, next time you're in trouble, don't call the police, call a crack addict.
Oh, that's great stuff. Great stuff. Well, it's Saturday night. So give us the details one more time and how people can sign up in RSVP, because I think people would love to attend this event. It's very nice of you to offer it, everybody. I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. I think it's a great way to grow the organization. And but I would also suggest, if you're going to give people free food and drinks, you better put them to work. So I hope you're going to ask them to sign up to either be ballot watchers at protectthevote.com or TrumpForce47.com or something. I mean, because nobody eats for free in this life. Am I right?
Of course. And that's, you know, that's what we do, Rich, right? We do fun stuff in order to get people, you know, in and involved in the organization so that they will become more active on the side that matters, which is to support our candidates for office and assist them in their efforts for elected office.
Well, listen, Chairman Lemmerjase and the Philadelphia Young Republicans Executive Board invite you to a reception with U.S. Senate candidate Dave McCormick and Senator John Kennedy Saturday, October 12th at the Union League of Philadelphia, one of my favorite spots in the entire city. It's on Broad Street. Just please RSVP to the Philadelphia YR so they can make sure they have an accurate head count. And Matt, give us your socials one more time, buddy.
Sure. On Instagram, it's at PhillyYRs, and then you can find us at you know, Philadelphia Young Republicans on Facebook.
All right, buddy. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you Saturday, and thanks for all the hard work you and the rest of the YRs are doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. See you on Saturday.
We'll be right back on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Stay with us. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Actually, I'm not coming back. I'm going right to, what are we doing? We're going to Fela. We're going to Fela next. What am I talking about? All right, we're going to Jimmy Fela. Before we do that, the big story of the day is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Jimmy Fela, Fox Across America is up next. Thank you for listening to the show. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli on Instagram at Zeoli Show. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.